It happened after midnight our time on February the 22nd. That's when the U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team reversed two decades of frustration by defeating the Canadians in the gold medal game. It went down to a shootout with Team USA winning 3-2. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for checking in today. Greg Stewart is my name, and the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. 23-year-old Nicole Hensley was a goaltender for the American squad. She's back with me on the show today. So you were watching the shootout unfold there, and you saw Jocelyn Lamoureux's unbelievable deke for the shootout game winner. Describe what you saw there.
Jocelyn has a bunch of tricks up her sleeve, and we've been working on kind of some different shootout moves with everyone kind of leading into the tournament, knowing that it could come down to that. And she had pulled out a pretty crazy move in the round robin game against Canada, and it didn't go in. So I think that, you know, we all kind of felt like, you know, she knew what didn't work in that game, and you know, she always has something up her sleeve when she comes in on a breakaway. So we were pretty confident that she'd be able to pull something out of her back pocket, and thank goodness she did.
Oh, unbelievable. What a soft pair of hands she has. Maddie Rooney was between the pipes for Team USA. Did you say anything to her before the shootout?
I didn't talk to Maddie too much. She carries herself very well and is very confident in net. So I think that at the same time, our whole team was pretty confident in her at that point and just believed that, you know, she'd be able to make that final save. And so it was just kind of a lot of thumbs up from the bench, like, you got this, and she did. So at the end of the day, it ended pretty well.
It sure did. You win in a shootout, but you think that's a good way to decide the gold medal?
I think that's a really tough way to end a game. I think we would rather see it played out, and coming down to a shootout, it kind of takes the, not that it takes the excitement out of it, because obviously seeing a shootout's very exciting, but, you know, I think you'd rather win it playing the actual game, and I think that that was definitely something we talked about. We felt like in overtime that we were on the verge of breaking through, but the clock ran out before that happened and had to win it in a shootout. But yeah, I definitely think that it would be more fun to play it out.
Yeah, but not complaining about the result. So you were in net for the 5-0 win over the Olympic athletes from Russia. Talk to me about that game.
Yeah, we started off a little bit slow that game, but kind of found our legs as the end of the first period, start of the second period. We did a really good job of possessing the puck, so I didn't really have too much to do that game, which is always a good thing. It means your team's playing well. So I thought we did a good job of getting pucks to the net and capitalizing on some opportunities to kind of help boost our confidence leading into the next round-robin game against Canada.
Mm-hmm. So you beat Team Canada to win the gold, but lost 2-1 in the preliminaries to them. What were you thinking at that time after that game, absorbing a loss against your arch rival?
I think after that game, our locker room was actually still pretty confident. We felt like we had actually played really well and maybe just didn't get some of those hockey bounces or quite finish on our opportunities. So we honestly were pretty comfortable with where we were at, that we would be able to get them if we saw them again.
Well, it had been two decades, 20 years since the Americans took hold of the gold medal, especially after what happened in Sochi 4 years ago, the collapse there late in the game. Were you feeling some enormous amount of pressure from within or maybe without to bring home the gold this year?
I think for us, especially over the past 3 years that we've won. The U.S. has won our world championships that are every spring, and so I think that our group of younger players was very, you know, confident in our abilities, and at the same time, our leaders did a good job of kind of directing that energy and that confidence. And so at the end of the day, while a lot of people think it's really been 20 years, you know, since we won, obviously, an Olympic gold, it, at the same time, we've been very dominant over the past 8 years or so in on the world stage as a whole. So I think that there was, you know, I think that we knew the answers were in our locker room and the 23 of us could get the job done.
Yeah, you did. And you're wearing that gold medal around your neck right now. It's probably hard to take off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You have to take it off a little bit, though. It's pretty heavy, so you don't want to get the neck problems. It's been hard to take off, and even when you do take it off, you kind of find yourself looking at it and how it shines or the details in the medal. But it's been really fun to share it with so many people and so many kids back home at different places across the country, and hopefully inspire not just the, you know, next generation of hockey players, but the next generation of just female athletes in general.
Yeah, you are an inspiration. You all appreciate it. Thanks for coming by again today, Nicole Hensley, the goaltender with the gold medal winning USA Olympic hockey team from South Korea this year. And I tell you what, let's plan on getting together next time and visiting about your story of commitment to Christ, living for Him, giving Him your life. And we'll unpack that next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thank you for being here today. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.